David, it's great to have you back on the programme. How are you keeping?
Very good, Greg.
Good. Ballo Ballo, tell us a little bit about this.
Ballo Ballo is a new children's musical myself and my wife, Kat McGinty, wrote.
This is the first time Kat's let you in here on her own.
She lets
with me. No, with me. This is normally you have Kat with you.
That's true. That's true. I'll be honest with you. The shows were in the midst of the show, and our two children also involved. Their four and six.
Lovely. That must be nice, is it?
It's lovely. Yeah, it really is. It's so pretty special. But as you can imagine, as a family, it takes its toll. So we'd intended on bringing the Wayne's and Kat, but with last night, just things run on and people talking. So they're a wee bit, they're just taking, sitting home and trying to recoup for tonight.
Why did you feel that you wanted to make a musical? And was the intention for all of you to be involved in it from the get-go?
No, not necessarily. It's just, I suppose, Kat's involved in arts as I am, and our children. We've set up myself and Kat and Jerry Strawbridge at the Arts Academy in Strabane for children and for adults, just for music, dance and drama. This is about 2 years ago, and I know last time when we had done Guts, that was and some that was more adult based.
Yeah.
So this was to give the children in the Arts Academy a decent chance to perform and to be featured as the leads, as opposed to, you know, just being drafted in pantos like as a backline or coastline to boost numbers.
Nice,
apart from two adults, one adult carrying the main part, there's about 55 children, and they're all basically take charge of the show.
A big challenge, all the same.
Massive challenge, to be honest. But, I mean, I do a lot of work at schools in the past, and the benefit of schools, obviously, if you go into a classroom, you take the class and the kids are all there. But just coincidentally, listening to your previous guest about mindfulness, you know, kids nowadays have that much going on, activities, to get them in the same hall, same night, calling rehearsals, that was probably the most difficult part.
Yeah.
You know? But overall, okay, it's challenging, but it's very rewarding, and the crack at times is 90.
So tell us about Ballo Ballo then.
Well, there's a wee thing about 12, 13 years ago, I was doing a bit of work in a school, and an initial wee short story called King of the Jungle. Tried it out in a wee school, it was grand. But myself and Kat then, she's doing a lot of work with mindfulness, and incorporated a lot of themes and hidden messages into the show. So the show, basically, Ballo Ballo is the name of a character. He's like, apparently he's a gorilla. Some say orangutan, but anyway, there's a wee video going around and he is a gorilla. But it's based, the concept is Ballo Ballo is the chief of this jungle tribe of animals. They're all getting together. They all come together, all animals. This is way back pre the age of time, basically. It's a wee narration at the start, and the animals get together, and they all perform a piece, a joke, and a story, and it's to see which animal will be known as, originally, as I said, it was king, but now we've changed it to Ballo of the Jungle. We wanted to stay away from the hierarchy, you know, and even gender with king, so Ballo was like a neutral word, so boy, girl. And there's a lot of messages and good, as we're saying, just funny, the guest you had on before, mindfulness for children, a lot of good messages and meanings, and for the parents too, you know, dealing with the fast pace of life and where's your time spent and how's it spent and the quality that you give. Just wee things they get. And to be honest, the last two nights have been absolutely fantastic with stand ovations, you know, for a wee kid's production, which is, well, very, for primary school age, that is, it's rare that you get that.
You must have a great sense of pride then. Well, in the children and yourself, you know what I mean? I meant in the first instance with the children and what they've achieved, but also in what you and your family have pulled off as well.
Yeah, very proud, but I mean, to me, this is just the start of it. This is a wee show that I think could do very well in school productions and amateur drama groups, you know, and I'm not just saying as a business hat, but genuinely as a sort of, you know, the well-meaning behind it.
Well, you see, the thing is, you know, and I suppose it's just the way it is, that there's a few things that are done in schools, say, for instance, at Christmas times, so certain productions, you know, and a lot of the time it falls back to perhaps maybe a religious situation.
Yes.
You know, and that's not for everyone. Do you know what I mean?
I totally agree with you. It's usually, and in my opinion, and I can feel I can say this because I've done quite a lot of shows now for the last 20 years, a lot of shows are slight sometimes verge on patronising to the children. You know, treating them almost as children and not as the wee special humans that they are with their own intelligence, and maybe underestimate them at times. And then I find sometimes peculiar as children acting, and we've all done it, you know, shows that are maybe adult-based, maybe just with adult themes and wee kids dressing up and they were acting the part and doing the part and dancing, singing fantastically, technically and all the rest. But I mean, I don't think sometimes it necessarily connects with the children.
Obviously, we're talking about children and potentially within earshot. But have you noticed positive changes in the children from the start of this process?
I certainly
to
have.
Where we are now.
Yeah. I've even good friends of mine, at school friends, who bring their children along. And I mean, as all little children are, they're all quite, you know, shy. Mm. And there's ones that X, Y, and Z. But the bonds you've got from 4 to 14 and the wee dynamics that form, it basically reminds me, we grew up in the 80s, like, and there was less things to do, so you were either in the local brass bands or local football club, and those bonds and those kind of memories and them special moments, I can see that recreating here. You can see it in the rehearsals. Children, 4 year-olds playing with 14, swinging around, having a crack, letting them burn off a bit of steam and letting them be children.
In a different environment to what they're normally used to.
Yeah, and we're quite creative and productive, but we don't do it with an iron rod. In fact, it's very, very discreet and very, you know, you're bringing them along, hopefully with a bit of fun, a bit of crack.
I get a sense that this is evolving as you go.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you've written this, you've put it on, you've seen where it can go, you've seen the benefits of it, and you've looked around and says, well, if these few dozen children are getting this from this, well, why should other children not get that opportunity too, sort of a thing?
Yeah, completely. And it's something, as I said, I mentioned there, Kat, who does a lot of mindfulness and yoga, and, you know, works with Bernardo's in Strabane. I have been involved in education for years, just qualify as a teacher, used to teach in England, and I've come back, and It's not what we're trying, like, conscious. It just feels natural because we just happen to have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, so we understand their little thoughts and feelings,
you know, and
we can relate. And there's a song on the CD that I brought in today. It might be number 9, called Be Alive.
Yeah.
And just on that point, that's my own daughter, about 4 months ago, had a wee crisis of confidence. I don't know, just something happened in a wee party or something. Not very
tiny innocuous wee thing. Yep. Yeah.
Just knocked her back. But didn't want to go to school, really. It was tough getting around. Just lost heart and soul. And I remember
it's horrible as a parent, isn't it? Because you feel helpless to some extent.
Yeah,
you want to take it from them, but it's not as simple as that. You have to deal with it.
And it's not even a thing that we could really fully address head on, because there wasn't actually anything. You know, so we had to try to coax her out of herself and build her up again. And it's only subtle. This wasn't like anything major, but, you know, just... And the fact is, for me and Kat too, we're always there and we're always about to know. There's all the wee kids then that don't have, you know, have a lot of more difficult situations. And there's a song called Be Alive, and it just describes that kind of when you're low in confidence and trying to give them a wee renewed burst of faith, you know.
You wrote all the songs as well, because they're all original.
Yeah.
Did you have to sort of learn how to relax a little bit, because you're incredibly busy, you know, with all the things that you with writing, with production, as a parent, as this, that, and the other, you know, but you always come across as incredibly relaxed. So, you know, is that something that you've learned over the years, and maybe this all forms part of what you're doing for others now, to some extent?
I think it's a bit of both, I mean, I don't like getting worked up about things that obviously we've no control over, and then there's a lot of just white noise out there, isn't there? Like a lot of so it's just, I think, of maybe an awareness that just a lot of it is just hustle and bustle, like 90%. You know, and if you knuckle down the facts, like if family are healthy, people are around you, you know the important things. And it doesn't take much for us too. Like, we go off the Glen Vair, run the wee bikes, or take the kids a walk in the bit. That, to me, is as good as it gets, you know.
Right, when's the show? How many plays are left in Strabane?
Just tonight's the final
night. Just tonight,
night.
Okay. And you've got enough to give us 2 tickets for that show, which we really do appreciate. And we'll listen to this track, and then I'll do that, and we'll pass the info on to you. So what time does it start at tonight?
At 7 p.m. Very family friendly, as we mentioned, so it's 35 minutes per half, so you'll be finished up for 8:30.
Brilliant. Okay, excellent. Yeah. And the plan then to take it elsewhere, or develop it into not a system as such, but something that maybe is easier to put on elsewhere or share or scale?
There'll be various possibilities. One is to just keep growing Arts Academy and our own children and give them more experiences. And number two would be to get the show maybe packaged up in a way that maybe would fit for schools, school productions and amateur productions, and possibly further afield, because it's a great story with great characters and great songs.
Look forward to track 9, we've got a little bit on a wing of a prayer. We'll play that one, maybe that's the...
Yeah, Be Alive.
Okay.
the sun will no longer rise, or the wonders of the universe are no longer a surprise. If the wind you hear stops whispering and the tides no longer turn, and the fire inside your heart
Okay, just chatting a wee bit off air to David. Listen, David, thank you so much for calling in. Big song, that is. I imagine live with all the children, and it's, you know, it's a big tune, like.
It is. Well, on stage as well, I forgot to mention, Balu's the king, and you've his wee monkeys, couple giraffes, but then you've the Jungle Band, which is there to kind of kids on, several on guitars, several on djembes. And then the live band ourselves, myself, Terry McGinty, who helped produce the track from Bob Buffet, Ron McKee, who's African drum specialist, you know, in the marimbas. So you've got the authentic sounds. The Jungle Band, 40 to 50 kids singing in harmonies. That's the end song finale, and it's brilliant.
It's in the Alley Theatre tonight. It's your last chance to see this on its current run, but I have a feeling you'll be hearing much more of Balu Balu. And if you want to go tonight, if you can go tonight, and please only text in if you can, go to the Alley Theatre in Strabane tonight from 7:30. It's not a terribly long show. It's really been... you can say, if Mike's still alive, 7 o'clock. I thought you said 7:30. Oh. Or he says you'd be out by 8:30.
Yes.
Okay. So it's on. So if you go at 7:30, you'll just be there for half time. But if you can go to it, it starts at 7 tonight. It'll be the last chance to see it for a while. Just text your name in. Just give us a text, 086 60 25,000. Or if you can't text, you can call to 07491 25,000. From the north, that's 00353 86 60 25,000. Or the same thing for, I don't know why we have different numbers in this day and age. We'll probably get worse after Brexit. Yeah. We'll probably add more digits on just to pee us off.
Yeah, I know.
David, always a pleasure having you in.
Thank you very much.
It's a lovely thing, and I love the idea behind it, and that it's not simply a production, it's a notion, not a notion, but it's a...
There's an ethos.
I don't know what the correct phrase is, but that's it. Listen, always a pleasure having you in, David.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more after this break.